KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have cleared to partly cloudy skies in Atlantic and 61 degrees, looking to be mostly sunny today with a high near 90. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's electronic headquarters, where you can trust names like U.S. Cellular and Dish Network. Today marks the beginning of Severe Weather Awareness Week in Iowa. And National Weather Service meteorologist Jeff Johnson says there weren't many tornadoes last year.
In Iowa, we had what I would call a pretty normal year. We had 51 tornadoes. We averaged 47. That's pretty close to normal. What was interesting about last year, though, is that most of those tornadoes occurred on or at before April 9th. So many of our tornadoes were early in the year in 2011.
Johnson says it's too early to tell what type of year 2012 will bring for severe weather. He says a lot of people have been talking about the recent warm weather and if there's any correlation between that and the active severe weather. And there really isn't much of a correlation between an active severe weather season and the early spring warmth. He said there's not much of a correlation between a warm summer after a warm spring either. The National Weather Service has special theme days all week to teach Iowans about the dangers of severe weather, and Johnson says the theme for today is flash flooding,
which is the number one thunderstorm-related killer in the United States from weather. It's not tornadoes, it's actually flash flooding. Followed on Tuesday about how to get a warning. Boy, that's changing over the years. Wednesday, of course, will be the tornado day and the tornado test, and then Thursday will be severe thunderstorms, followed by family preparedness on Friday.
And Johnson describes the tornado drill, which is scheduled for 10 a.m. Wednesday.
We'll come out with an initial watch, which will be valid for about an hour on 10 o'clock Wednesday morning, and then at about 10:15, give or take a few minutes, we will issue a tornado warning, and it will go off over your weather radios. It will go out over the emergency alert system through the radio stations, and Many communities will be testing their siren systems at the same time, and it's a good opportunity for businesses and individuals, schools, to test their tornado plans.
You can find out more information on severe weather in Iowa at www.weather.gov. News time is 7:09.
Health Mart Pharmacy.
I've got a cold and it's just wearing me down and I have to give a really big presentation tomorrow.
I tell you what, why don't you stop by and we'll get you all fixed up. We carry a great selection of cold and flu remedies here at Health Mart, and I'm sure we can find one that's right for you. In the meantime, you know the routine. Drink plenty of fluids, wash your hands, and try to get some rest.
You guys at Health Mart are the best. I used to go to one of those big chain drug stores and I was just never happy with the service I got. But at Health Mart, your caring service is what keeps my family and me coming back.
At Health Mart, all of our pharmacists take the time to get to know our patients, explain their medications to them, and answer any questions they may have.
Can you help me finish my presentation?
You're on your own for that one.
This is another example of a true-to-life story that Health Mart pharmacists hear every day. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This is Josh at Rex Health Mart Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. We're proud to bring you the benefits of Health Mart with the personal service you expect at Rex Pharmacy, where we want to be your pharmacist.
Authorities say medical calls to fire departments are rising for many Iowa departments, in part because more and more aging baby boomers are requiring emergency aid. In Iowa City, for example, the fire department, there were nearly 2,800 calls for emergency medical services last year, compared with more than 2,200 EMS calls in 2007. The Cedar Rapids Fire Department says it handled more than 5,400 EMS calls last year, compared with just over 5,000 calls in 2007. The National Fire Protection Association said the number of EMS calls to fire departments nationally has increased nearly 300% since 1980. During the March 7th City Council meeting, Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese said the total number of calls in 2011 for his department, including medical, was 183, and that was down from an average of 225. McNeese said also that the Atlantic Fire Department had reached its highest level of strength for quite some time, with 37 members in 2011. The Atlantic Coca-Cola Center and Museum will open for the first time this year next Saturday, April the 7th. The museum's hours will be from 1 until 3 p.m. that Saturday and each Saturday thereafter. An official grand reopening of the museum will take place later this summer. A survey suggests that rising fuel prices haven't slowed the economy in a 9-state region in the Midwest and Plain States. The overall Mid-American Index rose to 58.6 in March from 58.4 in February. The index has risen for 5 months in a row. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss oversees the survey, and he says only a significantly higher increase in oil prices or a major world catastrophe would derail the regional economic expansion. Survey organizers say it uses a collection of indices ranging from 0 to 100 and that any score above 50 suggests growth, while a score below 50 suggests decline for that factor. And officials of the Iowa Lottery say more than 108,000 tickets sold in Iowa won prizes in last Friday's world record Mega Millions jackpot drawing, including two tickets that came within one number of having at least a share of the jackpot and won $10,000 each. The two tickets that each won a $10,000 prize matched four of the five first numbers drawn and the Mega Ball, and they were both purchased in southwest Iowa at Taylor Quick Pick in Shelby and Bucky's Express in Council Bluffs. In addition, someone who bought a Powerball ticket at a Council Bluffs supermarket last week won a $1 million prize in Wednesday night's Powerball drawing. It's the third $1 million Powerball winning ticket purchased in Iowa in a little more than a month. That latest big winning ticket sold at Hy-Vee on Madison Avenue in Council Bluffs. It came close to winning it all, matching the first five numbers but missing the Powerball in Wednesday's drawing. News time is 7:12.
Health Mart Pharmacy.
I've got a cold and it's just wearing me down and I have to give a really big presentation tomorrow.
I tell you what, why don't you stop by and we'll get you all fixed up. We carry a great selection of cold and flu remedies here at Health Mart, and I'm sure we can find one that's right for you. In the meantime, you know the routine. Drink plenty of fluids, wash your hands, and try to get some rest.
You guys at Health Mart are the best. I used to go to one of those big chain drug stores and I was just never happy with the service I got. But at Health Mart, your caring service is what keeps my family and me coming back.
At Health Mart, all of our pharmacists take the time to get to know our patients, explain their medications to them, and answer any questions they may have.
Can you help me finish my presentation?
You're on your own for that one.
This is another example of a true-to-life story that Health Mart pharmacists hear every day. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This is Josh at Rex Health Mart Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. We're proud to bring you the benefits of Health Mart with the personal service you expect at Rex Pharmacy, where we want to be your pharmacist.
In the funeral announcements, Marilyn J. Ranney, age 79 of Walnut, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Celebration of life services for Marilyn Ranney will be today at 10:30 at the Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak. Perry J. Roberts, age 90, of Audubon, died Wednesday at the Audubon County Hospital. Celebration of life services for Perry Roberts will be today at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Wilma Andrew, age 91, of Griswold, died March 23rd. Funeral services for Wilma Andrew will be today at 11 o'clock at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home of Griswold is assisting the family with the arrangements. Kenneth Christensen, age 79, of rural Wyota, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Kenneth Christensen will be today at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Fran Bauer, age 88, of Bridgewater, died Friday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Fran Bauer will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Roselle Peterson, age 92, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Roselle Peterson will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Beulah Witt, age 92, of Lincoln, Nebraska, and formerly of Manning, died Saturday. Funeral services for Beulah Witt will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Madeline E. Sivers, age 84, of Oakland, died Saturday at Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha. Memorial services for Madeline Sivers will be held on Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Oakland Congregational Church in Oakland. Rican Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has the arrangements. And Jean Millett, age 91, of Atlantic, died this morning at the Heritage House. Services for Jean Millett are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's battery headquarters. Batteries for your watch, camcorder, radio, camera, or cellular phone. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.